Review quickly what we said yesterday. So again, the Gemara has its cookie and aleph at the bottom. So the Gemara is a habi amina that it says ve'asa. You know, can you grab me chumash, please, Ariel? Up on top. Okay, ve'igra dalad beis. But dalad when I saw the landmark, and after kisech lo shkagam mikomis Hashem also send Hashem lo siya seno ve'asa me'achas me'hena. Okay. Me'achas. So it doesn't say me'achas and achas. It just says this is achas. That's it. It says me'achas me'hena. Okay. So it says achas implies you have to do the entire malacha. So if you would have said ve'asa achas me'hena, does one of them, you'd say it has to be the entire thing. So it means if I'm trying to write a word Shmuel, you'd say I'm only chayv if I write the entire word Shmuel. Or if I'm trying to sew a baguette, you'd say I'm only chayv if I sew the entire baguette. That's what I would have thought, which we said the Svara is, because malacha is human productivity, and the human productivity is kavua based upon the machsheves adam, like machsheves asa Torah. So a person is planning on writing Shmuel, that's the full activity. And anything short of that lacks in productivity, because it's like a half of a product. So a half is lacking in productivity. So if it would have said achas mehena, it would mean that the malacha is, you're not allowed to make a product. Because anything short of that, you say lacks in the shem malacha. Okay, so that's what I would say. I would have said that malacha means you create a product. Creating half the product isn't creating a product. In fact, on the contrary, it lacks in productivity if you make it. Like I said, if anyone built a half of a desk or half of a boat or something, you know, it's a... half of a product isn't half. It's the sum, the whole is more than the sum of its parts. And this is a product. The idea of a product is that's human productivity, where you create what you are going for. And if you create half of it, so I say, I'm not chayv. So even though if I would have write the name Shem, Shin Mem is a name, and if that's what I'm trying to do, then I'm chayv. But if I'm trying to write Shmuel, then my machshava is koveya the activity as being writing Shmuel. And if I write less than that, short, even if I write Shem, I'm not going to be chayv because the machshava is kovei l'malacha, malacha is Shmuel, and Shem is a miktas, and that's not the entire malacha, and I'd say not chayv. Comes along the pasuk and it says also me'achas. It doesn't say achas, it says me'achas, from achas. From means I don't have to do the whole thing, but if I do part of it. So he said, well, the idea there is that it means that human, for it's true. You, and that's what it says. And according to that havamina, you know, at that stage of the game, you'd say even if you wrote one letter, you'd be chayv. So I'm trying to write Shmuel and I write Shin. So I'd be chayv. What about the shear of two letters? The shear of two letters. So he said, because a product, has to be two letters. It's not sinim, it's not two letters, or if it's not a word. But the halacha is that the Isser Malacha isn't to create the product, but is to be involved in the process of productivity. To involve yourself in that process. So therefore, as long as you do me'achas, as long as you do a miktsas of the process, so that's the human being involved in the process of productivity. So therefore, you write one letter. Shin is going to be enough. It's true, if you intend to just write a shin, that's not productivity because there's no product. Shin isn't a product. But if I intend to write Shmuel, so I'm involved in a process of creating Shmuel, and I've involved myself in the process, so once I write one letter, because again, the constituents of the process is the five letters. So once I write the first one, I'm involved in the process, and therefore I'd be chayev. Good. Comes along the pasuk, it says no. But it says achas. Okay? It says, so again, at this stage, I might think you chayev even if you write one letter. It says there's no achas. Achas teaches you, first of all, where does it say achas? It doesn't say achas. It just says me'achas. So I think what it means is, because it didn't have to write achas altogether. It could have just written the asa mehena. And he does from them. So he says, me'achas mehena. What do you have to say that for? He just said mehena. So I think me'achas mehena, the word achas is also extra. So it's true, me' implies that it's a part of it, but it does say achas, which implies kula b'mash, implies the whole thing. So there's an implication of a whole thing, but there's an implication of a part. So what's the resolution? Do you need the entire word, or do you need any, even a part? So the answer is you need a certain part. So it says, what does it mean? It says, and this is where we're up to. It says, "Eino chayv ad sheyichtov shem katan mi shem gadol, shem mi Shimon uShmuel Noach mi Nachor Nadan mi Daniel Gad mi Gadiel." So it means like this: if you're writing Shmuel, so you have to write Shin Mem. Why? Because Shin Mem is a Shem Katan. Whereas you were trying to write a Shem Gadol, a big name. But Shin is nothing. Shin is nothing. But Shin Mem is something. What would it mean? It's something. It's Miktsas. But it's really, like Rashi says, it says Shetei Malacha Shalema B'Makom Acher. Or Echad. In another place, or in a place, Shem is really a Malacha, a full Malacha. So the thing is that you're chayiv, if you're intending to write a Shem Gadol, you're chayiv as long as what you have written is a Shem Katan. Is a Malacha, is they say, is Roi L'Hiskayim B'Makom Acher. Okay, is roi to have kiyum to last in some other instance. So again, even though that's not what you were intending to do, you were just intending to write Shmuel. But still, Shem is something. But Shem alone isn't anything. Okay, similarly, if I'm trying to write the word Raphael, the name Raphael, and I just write Resh Pei, so then also according to this, I'm not going to be chayev because that's not a name. It's not Shem Katan. Resh Pei is nothing. It's not a word. It's nothing. So then also, I'm not going to be chayev because it's not Roi L'Skayim Makom Echad. So in order to be chayev for Miktsas, it's saying is it has to be, it's Shriyachai for Miktsas, Shriyachai for Miktsas, for involving yourself in the thing, but only if that Miktsas is Roi L'Skayim Makom Echad. Okay, that's the fact. Okay.
So what if you want to write?
So if you want to write Shemem, then definitely going to be chayev. Because then even if you want to write Resh Pei, you're going to be chayev. So, because then you're writing, well, that's fine. Resh Pei, even if you write two letters, Yechayiv. You don't have to write a word. There's no halacha, you have to write words. Resh Pei is two letters, Yechayiv. And that's really the hardest problem here, is that if you write Resh Pei, Lechachilas, Yechayiv, because look, it's two letters. But if you write Raphael, and then you think, plan on writing Raphael, and you only write Resh Pei, so you're not Chayiv, because it's not a name. Yeah, but it's two letters. So if you're telling me that, look, you have to look at what it is now, so then Resh Pei is the Chayiv now, just like Shin Mem is Chayiv now. But some reason it doesn't work that way. When you're writing Shmuel, you're only chayiv if you stop early at Shem. But not if you stop...
How do you know that? How do you know that you're chayiv if you want to write two letters?
That's... How do I know that? Because everyone... I mean, Mishnah says, Akosev Shteosios. And the Rambam, it's just a fact. No one says anywhere that you have to be writing a word. Word is nice, but the Rambam says when you're writing two of the same identical letters, for instance, then the Rambam holds it has to be a word. But Rashi holds it doesn't. Rashi holds you can just write Aleph Aleph. So the only time there's someone who says it has to be a word is if you're writing identical letters.
But the drushas never talk about two. Oh, but you're saying that's
Pasha. That's not this. This isn't Miktsas. This drusha is talking about where you're writing Miktsas. It's like you're trying to write longer. But if you just straight up, if you just write two letters, if you write Aleph Beis, well, that's a word. But if you write Resh Pei, so then that's two letters. The Mishnah says you write two letters, Yechayev. And the machlokas, again, Be'im Shem Echad, Be'im Shnei Shemos, the only machlokas between Rambam and Rashi is if there are two Alephs, the two of the same exact letter, does it have to spell a word? The Rambam says the same exact letter, does that have to spell a word? But short of that, it doesn't have to spell a word. So the question is, that's like the Mamonosov problem here. It's like, do you go by what you say you have to write what you intended to write, in which case you have to write the whole thing, or you say, no, you just evaluate it by what it is now. You know what it is now, so shame is a word. But resh pei isn't a word, but it's also chayiv. So what's the sense to say it has to be a word? But more basically, before you even get to that problem, what's this in between? In other words, the original havi is you have to do malachas productivity, you have to create the entire product. Okay, the entire thing. Then it tells you, mei achas means even if you're involved in the process. Which means, even if you write any little bit of it, you're involved in the process. Now he's saying, no. You have to be enough that it's Roi L'Skayim B'Makom Echad. So it's not, you don't have to do the whole thing. You can't do any tiny amount. You have to do enough that it's Roi L'Skayim B'Makom Echad. So what's the sense in this middle position? So one more thing is that you have the Rashi. So the problem is it had a case not only of writing words, it also the case by selling a baguette. By selling a baguette, I would have thought Yechai, you need to sell the entire baguette. Kamash Malon, Meyachas, fine. So I'd say Yechai, even if you were still one stitch. So it says, no. So it says you need me'achas achas teaches you that has to be l'skay makom echad. So what is that? So it says Rashi says l'gabe beged is a shem hashem l'gabe beged nami shnei chutin. You need to sew two stitches. Uvenapa shnei bantim shemiskayim kach. If you should ain't adam oreg beged biyom echad, a person doesn't make an entire beged in one day. Also napa bevas achas, or make this whatever this whatever, the weaving thing in one time. Umaschil va'osik de'kiyam, shalinus t'meilov. What he just does, he makes enough that it will be mekuyam, which is, I guess, two stitches or two batenirim, and so it won't fall out. So that's also royal eskayim. That's also royal eskayim. When he makes the two stitches on a beggar, that's also royal eskayim. So that's the overarching principle here. Okay, so kind of a good question. Let's say you're writing trying to write a five-letter word, and then you write two letters of it is a word, but three letters of it is not a word. So for instance, so we're making up an example, like let's say Shmuel is a word, Shem is a word, but let's say Shemem Aleph, no, Shmu, Shemem Vav isn't a word, but it is.
Shemem Vav Aleph,
yeah, okay, Shmua, okay, right, Shemem Vav Aleph, let's say. Let's say that's not a word. So then do you say then that it's where this kind of malchut, because shmua isn't anything. So, or do you say, look, so therefore it's not Roy this guy Makam Echad, or do you say, no, because let's freeze it at Shem, Shin Mem, freeze it, it's frozen. Now, they chayiv there. Now, you wrote Vav Aleph, okay, so what? Or do you just say that there's a process of writing, and when you stop is when it's Kavua? So, that's a good question. Let's leave that open. It may depend on a Svara, or maybe it won't, but either way, it's a further question. First question, Manasha. What do you need? Do you need to recreate the entire product? Shmuel, or is it enough to be a miktas? Shem. What's this compromise of shem katan mishem gadol? What's this like achas and me'achas? So achas teaches you the whole thing, me'achas teaches you a part, so the compromise is, well, a big part, a shem katan part. What's the svara for that? And that's the basic question, and to compound the problem, why is it that it doesn't work the same way by Raphael? Because resh pe yechaya for. Why is it only if it actually spells a word? There's no halacha that you need words in Kosev. By the way, if you look at the Rambam where he has this case, if you found it, if anyone looked, he seems to hold that any two letters will work. He would seemingly be mechayev you in the case of resh pe. In the case of resh pe. Because he says, the problem is it's not by Kosev, it's in the Perek Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph halacha Yudalev. So if you intend to do a malacha and you start with it and you do the shir, you're chayav. Even though you don't complete the entire malacha, which you intended to, you try to write a letter or a star. You don't say you're not chayav until you write the entire star or letter. Once you write two letters, you're chayav. Trying to sew an entire bag, and once you sew two stitches, even though you intended to finish it. So he's not saying anywhere that these have to spell a word. Okay? In the Frankel in the back, someone pointed, because it's funny, the Magi Mishnah just says, oh yeah, like the Gemara. He references our Gemara, but someone in the back, I forgot, they bring down someone who points out it's the Loka Rashi. Because Rashi is saying it's because it's shame, it's another shame. I mean, simple pshat in the Gemara, shame katan mishem gadol. Sounds that way. But the Rambam is now learning differently. So the Rambam is learning, in this sense, sounds simpler. Sounds like the way we would want it to be. Which is that you just evaluate it. As long as right now it's enough to be chayiv. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, so let me go with something similar to what David was trying. I think it's similar to what you were trying to say, but I can answer the questions maybe. So questions to ask on you.
Like what you said,
here's one thing. Like let's say there are two. I can say this in two different ways. Let's try this way first, which is like this: is that you chai for miktas. Right, that's what it's teaching you. Me'achas. You chayiv if you write just a miktas. It's enough to write a miktas. Now, you could have something which is, again, I think what Chaim said is good originally, is that there's two different types of writing. There's writing words and there's writing letters. Okay? And there's like a product of letters, which you need a share of two, and there's a product of a word. And there are two types of writing. Okay. Now, you're here, you're writing words. Okay, fine. Now, the thing is like this, in miktsas, there's two ideas in miktsas. There's an idea of there's an intrinsic miktsas and like a situational miktsas. Okay? What do I mean? I mean, shin is intrinsically a miktsas of a teva, okay, shen, or resh pei. It's by its very definition, it's a miktsas. It's not a whole. In the framework of words, resh pei or shen is a miktsas. Shame, shin mem, is not intrinsically a miktsas. Shin mem is actually a word. But it's situationally, since the Gavra is involved in writing Shmuel, so the situation renders it a miktsas. Okay, but intrinsically, it really is a shame. It's a shame katan. But it's a shame katan, mi shame gadol. So, from the framework of your machshava, it's a miktsas. But in objective terms, you actually have an achas. It actually is an entity. A complete entity, a complete word. Okay? So what it's saying is that when, again, the Havmina, originally you thought you have to do the whole malacha. Then it's saying, may achas teach me even a miktsas. But now it's saying, shekhan the shekhan gadol, it means, it's shuyachai for a miktsas. But only where the miktsas is like, situationally a miktsas. Now, you really wrote a word, you really wrote something which is a word, but it's a miktsas, you still have to write a word. But even though it's a miktsas vis-a-vis your machshava, still, since there is it's an entity, objectively, so therefore you're chayev. But if you write something which is essentially a miktsas, which has no shaychas to a word, it's by definition it's a miktsas, like shin, or like resh pei, so then it's saying, then you're chayev. So you chayev for engaging in the process and for not completing the process but and just having a miktsas, but it has to be that you have objectively, you've created a word. It's just miktsas by situation. Or another way to look at it is, I'm not sure which is just another angle, is that it's like when you write shame, it's a miktsas is lacking, so to speak, quantitative. Because you have the quality of a word. You've written a word, but it's a short word. Shem katan instead of may shem gadol. So in other words, you've already involved yourself in the quality of writing a word. Okay, it's just lacking like the quantity because there's a bigger word. You're trying to write a bigger word and now you're a smaller word. But if you just write shin or if you write resh pei, then it's lacking qualitatively. It means you're trying to write a word and you haven't written a word. So you just wrote in miktsas, but it lacks, that miktsas is like a qualitative miktsas. It's not just lacking the quantity, it's the miktsas renders it just like a quantitative. It's lacking quality. It's really a letter. But that letter is part of it, is a miktsas. Let me just clarify. I have a chiluk. So what's it turn out? So it turns out that, again, the original Havmina is that in order to be chayev from Malachi, you have to do the entire thing. Then it's saying is no, it's enough to simply involve yourself in the process. Simply you just write Shem. Now it's saying no, you have to involve yourself in the process, but you have to involve yourself in the process, so to speak, enough so that you qualitatively partake of the malacha, although you may lack the quantity. In other words, you have to involve yourself in enough of the process. So it's true you don't have to complete the entire thing. The entire thing you're talking about Shavu is Shmuel. But as long as you're involved in that qualitative process, writing a word, so then you could say, and the quality of word exists in what you've done, so then you could say, I didn't finish it, but that's chai. That's when you chai for a miktsas. So mei achas means you chai for a miktsas, but a miktsas which resembles the entire thing, which partakes of the quality of the whole. So the malacha is koveya the whole, you're chai for a miktsas which reflects the whole. Because it has the quality. It has the same quality, it just lacks in size. Word? It's a word. It's a shame gadol, mi shame gadol. It's miktsas because there's a process which your machshava is koveya, shin mem vav aleph lamed, and you wrote two of the letters. So in other words, it means you're involved. It's not because we're saying shame is a word and yechayev for shame. Yechayev for miktsas of Shmuel. But it's only a miktsas of Shmuel which partakes of the quality, of the essential quality of Shmuel, namely a shame. But Yechayev al tzedin miktsas, because that's the limit here. Me'achas, you know, it's not dropping the idea of miktsas and saying forget it, now you just die for shame. Yechayev because of the miktsas, but it's only it's a different type of miktsas when it partakes of the quality of a shame, and now it's just lacking in quantity. Otherwise, it's like it's miktsas. The other idea, I just write chin. It's miktsas means because it doesn't really, so it's just a ladder. But since my machshava, I plan on writing a bunch more. Therefore, it's is miktsas. But in what's there, it doesn't partake of the shmuel in any way. Here, it my intent is to finish it, and my intent isn't just stop. My intent, it actually partakes of that quality, although it's lacking in quantity.
It doesn't.
I'm keeping the premise which the original Havamina set up is going through the whole thing, which is that your machshava is kovei the malacha, and if you're trying to write Shmuel, so Shmuel is the malacha which is taking place here. You can't change in the middle because that's not what you're doing. You're not changing. Maybe you could, but that's not what you're doing. You're writing Shmuel, and you just stop short. So the machshava is kovei the activity which is involved here. So your machshava is Shmuel. It's not Shimshon. It's not anything else. It's Shmuel. And the question is, how, that's the activity which you're involved in. The question is, how much do I have to involve in that activity to be chayav? The original, I mean, is you have to do the entire thing to be chayav. The second step is any involvement in it, in writing Shmuel, you can be chayav, just the shin. The second, the maskana is, you have to have enough of an involvement in writing Shmuel that you have the quality which Shmuel, the quality of Shmuel exists. Although you're lacking in the quantity, in the full realization. The quality of Shmuel is a shame. It's a word. Now it's true you haven't finished Shmuel, but you already partake of the quality which makes Shmuel chashav, namely word. But it's not the full word, but it's shame. You have that quality. So it points, you could say, you're involved in word writing, Shmuel Yechai, because that's a word. You're involved in word writing, but you haven't yet finished. You haven't written the long version, so to speak. You just wrote the shorter word, which is contained in Shmuel. Now it's true that shorter word shame is contained in the name Shimshon also. And if you're trying to write Shimshon, then real shame, that'll be fine. It's not because it points to Shmuel, but it's a miktas because my machshava says it's a miktas. Machshava is this entire process, and I've written two of the five letters.
But
resh pei is the same thing as shin, which means that it's miktas of Rafael. Or mixas of Shmuel, but it's essentially mixas. It's lacking the quality. It's mixas because in my machshava I'm planning on doing more. But in quality, there's nothing about Rafael. In quality, I've simply written letters. I haven't written anything. I haven't written words. I'm not involved in word writing. I've just written letters. I've written Shin, written Resh Pei. I've just written letters. Now it's true what my machshava is to make these letters into word. But that's a different. That's lacking the quality which I'm trying to create. But when I write shame, it's I'm not just writing letters. I've written a word. Now it's true that word is not my machshava, so I'm not going to be chayav for it. But it's a miktsas of my machshava, and it has the quality of word. So therefore, you say that the gabra is involved in the process. It's, so to speak, it's enough of an involvement in the process that he's going to be chayav. Well, he's already created, brought about the essential quality of the shmuel, and he just hasn't finished it yet. Well, what about by sewing? Let's say so. By sewing, so your intent was to create a baguette. Now, baguette is a bunch of stitches, which make a complete entity, right? An entity of kiyum. Now you have not done the entire baguette, but you've done that which has kiyum. It's like, see, this is where it's tricky. Let's say I ask a question. I remember I had this question. I don't remember the answer. But the question is, why don't you say it doesn't work out by baguette? Because by baguette, the quality you're trying to create is baguette.
Right.
So why don't you say you should have to make a baguette katan?
That's my question.
Which is a tefach by tefach or something like right. that. Why is it that you chayiv for two stitches? Two stitches isn't a baguette katan. So in other words, why doesn't it red? Why isn't it the same thing? I'll tell you what, I think this is what Rashi is. Rashi is dealing with this. I think this is the problem, right? Rashi knows about this. This is why Rashi goes into Beged. But I think his answer is, l'fi she'ein adam oreg Beged b'yom echad. Because there's no such thing like that. In a word, you'll say, I was writing an entire word. So now I have to partake of word. But a person, there's no such thing as sewing a Beged. There's no action of sewing a Beged. Sewing a Beged is your long-term plan. But you don't sew a baguette in one day. There's no such thing as that. So what you do is, there's like a day's worth of sewing is like a certain quantity of stitches or whatever. I want to do 100 stitches today. There's a certain portion of the baguette, a certain quantity of stitches. So you say, that's my machshava. Now as long as I do two stitches, so I have the quality of kiyum, because in order to get baguette, you have to do amounts of kiyum every day. You're not going to do one stitch in a day because it's going to come out. So one stitch comes out. So you have to do, you have to be involved in the enough stitches which have kiyum. Now, then all you're doing is you're lacking in quantity. But I think that's what he's saying. It's because if a person would really do it in one shot, then in a chanami, then you say that by gotan. But since there's no action, the action which you're doing, even your machshava's action, is not. You know, it doesn't mean your machshava for it's for the end of the end goal at the end. You know, in a week or a month from now, it means your machshava in the activity that you're doing. The machshava you're doing, the way you're doing, is a certain amount of stitches. And now you'll say you've done miktsas. Once you will do a few stitches. Now, one stitch isn't enough because it doesn't have the same quality, which is stitches of kiyum. Because the idea is you want to build further into the baguette. So you have to have kiyum in order to build into the baguette. But once you have two, then you have the quality of kiyum, which is good. I mean, I think it's a good point, methodology. If you see Rashi talking, I mean, you have a question like that, you should remember that Rashi was addressing that. You know, I mean, I think that's, why does Rashi have to go there? What's the point? You know, and that's the point. The point of going there is because he wants to show you that that's, you know, there's a problem here. You may think Begit's different. He says, no, Begit, it's not different. Because he doesn't Begit be on that. Okay, so what I'd like to do is, it's kind of getting late, but that's what I'd like to do is, next time, we still didn't explain the Rambam. The machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. And then, we have one big problem here. It's the problem, the next problem, which is the Gemara has, is what about if I was trying to write the word sason, okay, and I write sas, which is also a word, okay? So at this point, at this stage of the game, what would you say? According to this this stage, what would you say? It's a chayev. What's the difference? Same exact, it's not the exact same case. Shem yishmol, sas mi sason. Same thing. But it turns out that according to the Tanakhama, all of his words were two-letter words with two different letters. Okay, Shei Mishmuel, God mi Gadiel, Dan mi Daniel, Noach mi Nachar. But he doesn't have any words like Sas and Sason, Tat mi Titenu, whatever. So the Tanakhama holds it, and it wouldn't be Chai for that. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, if you look at Zelosh Teos, Yos, Bein, Shei Mechud, Chai, you're going Sas, Tas, Rar, Gag, Chach. So he says they could even be, if they're the same letters, you can be Chai for. So the question is, well, what's the difference? Well, why should the Tanakhama, the reader makes perfect sense, because who cares, you're writing a word. What sense does it make for the Tanakhama to say that if you're trying to write sason, and you write sas, you're not chayiv? Isn't that exchange katam ishen gadol? Why do they have to, what's the difference of the same letter or different letters? So that's a very difficult position, Tanakhama. I mean, Rebuta sounds like he's just saying the obvious, almost. You'd never even imagine there would be a difference. So that's a problem. Okay, that's a problem. So again, the Rambam, and then that machlokes over here in the Chachamim. Okay, and then I guess we'll proceed from here. Proceed further in the Gemara. Okay, so hopefully we'll pick up next week on Monday. Okay.